Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, here we go. Last round of the local BLNG footy.
And isn't it exciting?
Oh, honestly.
Came down to the last game. Who's going to get in the four?
Yeah, honestly, I've been counting, as it were, minute by minute, and I'm fortunate enough to be blessed to be going to the great Williston Oval.
How did you do that, Rick?
Well, I had to wangle it with the Bunyip because, you know, it's the game.
Game of games.
It is the game of games. So I know, good listeners, Phil's done a lot of research there. I can see it on the bit of toilet paper that he's got.
It's all I can afford.
And he's going to run through this last minor round.
Well, this is the round 17, so it was the second to last minor round. We had some cracker games, Rick.
Right, yes.
So we'll start out at Kapunda. Kapunda, 6-6, 42, just going down to Angaston, 32-15, 207. For Kapunda, Neville, Brown and Mudge were their best three.
Were the only ones that turned up.
One of they could find three. And Durden, who kicked eight, Somerton and Miles were Angaston's best three. So Kapunda finish off this week playing Newry at Newry. So another big...
Well, I would suggest the scoreline will be very similar.
Been a lovely cricket season for Kapunda. They've had cricket scores kicked against them this year. So
I mean, something has to happen. You can't keep doing that week after week.
We go to another game, Rick. Another close one. Only a couple kicks in it.
That's one of the great things about this season. It's been so close. You would never be
able
to...
Can't wait for the finals, Rick.
Time only.
Okay. We got South Gawler, 27 goals, 10, 172. Another cricket score there, Rick. To Freeling, 7-13, 55.
Yeah. And somebody tried to tell me that the scoreboard didn't indicate the closeness of the game.
Oh, what?
I'd like to get some of the drugs that they're on.
Even 13 goals, 7, they've still lost by 14 goals.
I've got the courage to mention it. It was whoever writes the football in the leader wrote something along those lines. He must have been at a different game or was on a whoopee pipe.
Burton, Whitwer and Gilchrist were the three best for, or named best for South. Poulton, Oliver and Daff for Freeling.
Well, I, as you know, and good listeners, I think you know as well, I was at that game and did cover that game. And one of the observations I made is that I would love to see Ozzie Poulton playing in a decent side because he can play. Mm. And he's one of those guys who... A bit like Mazzone at Barossa.
Oh, yep.
He's a ball magnet. The difference is that he can anticipate where the ball's going to be. Some people run around all day and they're, you know, half a kick behind or half a kick ahead. Yep. But, you know, Ozzie, you've got to give him credit. He's a loyal man as far as Freeling goes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I suppose Freeling haven't had their worst season this year, anyhow. No. They've won a few games. No. But game I was at, Rick... Tanunda played could be one of the finalists.
Well,
could be. This week we find out. Tanunda, 14 goals, 11, 95. Gave Williston a hiding, 3 goals, 5, 23.
Yes, well, you were there. What happened?
Well,
not a lot.
Honestly, Williston were never in it. And as we both tipped Tanunda, never looked like losing. Never looked like, and there's a very sad-looking president standing behind me.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah.
All right.
Looked very glum all day.
He'd be unbiased, wouldn't he?
You'd have to be being association president.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, but anyway, didn't look like he was. So
not happy man.
No.
With the result.
No. You know, 11 goals, whatever it was.
Does that indicate he might be a Williston supporter?
I reckon he is. for Tanunda, Colquhoun, very good game.
Yeah.
Very good player. Trent Gers, our old friend Trent.
Yes.
He'll be getting the cricket ball out soon.
Well, that'd be at practice as we speak, I think.
Found it on Saturday, found the big ball on Saturday.
Well, that's good because I've seen them a few times and he has had trouble finding it. But he does play well when he plays.
Pretty handy game Saturday.
Oh, that's good.
And Thompson on the wing was quite good.
A bit late in the season, but...
Might have got two medal votes there. Yeah. And for Williston, Fry, Evans and Childs, it would have been hard picking best players.
Going back to the medal, is that... a hint? Do you know something
I don't know? Nothing at all. No. Lost total contact with that.
Were you in the umpires or something?
Was, but lost total contact with that. Okay, so that was the Tanunda game. Yeah, good game. I enjoyed the prawns, the calamari rings. Oh, that's right, sorry. Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the footy. As you know, it was Sponsors Day there. It was a good day. Tanunda Footy Club done a good job.
And thanks for this takeaway box that you brought for me. That was terrific.
It was beautiful.
When's it arriving?
Be no good now. Okay, we've got another close game here. It could be the game, the first final. It could possibly be next week.
Yes.
Here we go. Barossa versus Central. Barossa, lucky. Whoa. Had a few scoring shots. 24 goals, 28, 172. 28 to Central, 4 goals, 5.
No.
29. Owen, Mazone, and Rizwick, he kicked 6. And Mitchell, Mercer, and Saunders were best 3 for Central. You know, that could be the first final,
Rick. It could be. Now, while we're on that, but just diverting momentarily, do you know that old Rizwick, now I didn't actually know this, but he's just been inducted into the Queensland Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow. I saw that in the paper. I didn't even read it close enough.
And the amazing thing is, though, very briefly, his history was that he actually got on the Brisbane list, played one AFL game and badly injured himself, didn't ever get chosen,
listed,
and came down here and played 10 zillion games.
Ah, for North,
And including some state games, they've recognised his talent in Queensland.
Wow, I didn't realise it. No, I didn't realise that. I saw the Hall of Fame thing on the news on Reddit in one of the papers there somewhere, and I didn't see his.
As you would expect, it was covered very well in the Bunyip.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I don't think there was an article in the Leader actually on it, but never mind.
This week.
They're about 3 weeks behind. So.
Something to do the Bross, isn't it? Okay, round 18, the last round, Rick.
It is indeed.
We're into it. Big game, as we have mentioned. Williston versus Central. You're heading there to the Williston Oval. Beautiful Williston Oval.
I am. I've actually, what I've done, because
facilities there, second to none.
There will be. There'll be such a crowd. What I've done is I've gone and put my car and walked back.
Good idea.
I mean, there'll be a crowd.
Oh.
Huge crowd.
Yeah, spewing out.
Williston versus Gawler Central.
I'd hate to try and tip the winner. I had a quick look at the teams, and I'm going to tip Central. Got Charlie, Botten. They've got quite a bit. Jenner's in. They seem to have a pretty full side as far as full sides are.
Well, I recognise your talent and knowledge very, very much.
See you tipping Williston.
So tell me this. How do you reckon what do you reckon the score was in round 9 when they met each other in the first round?
I reckon it was very close.
Oh, it was close, all right.
Was it?
Yeah, very close.
Close game.
Williston, 18 goals, 14, 122. Gawler Central, 9 goals, 8, 62. Just the odd 10 goals.
You name the best players or the goal kickers.
You're cheating now because I told you.
I looked up who
now,
was out.
You looked them up.
I did this morning.
Did you?
Yes.
Now, the big difference is that on that occasion, Wald Hutter kicked 4 goals.
Yep.
McKenzie kicked 3.
Yep.
Etc. Obviously shared around with the 18. But neither of those two big influences on Williston's performance are playing.
No.
However, even more so.
Yep.
Missing from tomorrow's side, Sam Walton.
What, the canteen would be down a bit, will it? Pies? Be an extra couple pies up in the canteen, will it?
So, taking all that into account.
He's been finished for years. Can I say that?
No, but I think you just did. taking that into account, I'm going for Gawler Central as well.
Yeah, I'm going for Gawler Central. I don't know where Wildhead is. Must be injured and a bad injury because he's been out for a fair while.
And he is a significant...
He is a real good player.
Goal kicker.
Yep, yep. And very hard at it. You know, yeah. Crashing packs and obviously McKenzie too. Yeah, had a bit of a dig at Sam, but yeah, his best footy days are gone. So,
well, I mean, without backtracking on what you said, and I don't wish to do that, everyone should know when their day is gone. I mean, Sam Walton is an ex-winner of the
absolutely. Of he was the medal. A good player, but you know, a fair few years ago, Rick.
That is indeed. Yeah. A very good observation there, Phil.
No worries, Rick. Saw him play last week and he's very ordinary. Okay.
Didn't you offer him a party pie?
No, but I wanted to. So this week is Williston and Central. So we've both tipped Central in the end, did we?
Yes, we did.
Freeling versus Tanunda at the lovely Freeling Oval over there.
Tanunda will win,
I think. Will win. Probably that's their third in a row then. Yeah. So they finished the season quite well, actually.
It really doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. Angaston versus South at the lovely Angaston Oval.
Well, South will, logic says that South will win and win comfortably. The big thing is, and you know, they've got a very clever and well-organised and cunning coach, whether, you know, they rest some players or go at a three-quarter pace, which is a danger with injuries. But you'd have to say South would win.
I did have a quick look at South. It didn't look like they've rested. There's no Pisani, but
no, Pisani hasn't
still
played.
Injured or whatever is wrong with him.
Yeah.
But it looked like they virtually had a full squad, a quick look at it.
Well, if that's the case, then South will beat
South
them.
Easily for me, I think.
Yeah.
And the last game... At the Newry, beautiful, picturesque Newry Oval.
It is magnificent. It is magnificent.
Newry versus Kapunda. First game of cricket there again, eh?
That's right. That might be the chance for the
Kapunda battle bowl.
Well, it wouldn't really matter. But, of course, you know, we realise that Newry's, you know, very, very dominant centre-half back.
Yes, Mitch Norton.
Captain of the cricket team, he might have a bat because when he won't have a lot to do at centre half back, I wouldn't have thought. Eh?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I've made a prediction. I said 34 to 4. I talked to the timekeeper over there. I said just shorten the quarters and keep it to 34.
Yep, well, there you go. That's summed up.
But
well,
yeah, no, I reckon should be another cricket score out there,
listen,
at Newry.
Rick, I've done some research.
Yes, about time.
Now, you know, we've gone through all these statistics, and as we found out last year, they prove and say zilch, because you couldn't have got bad money on South Gawler to lose the grand final last year, and they lost it to Newry in shockingly wet conditions at
Angaston. Yep.
Now, there would be a lot of people wishing... mainly Newry people, of course, that at the great Lindock Oval, where the grand final will be
nice
played...
Nice and muddy there. We used to train there, Rick.
...will be played on the 23rd of September. I've got some bad news.
Oh, no.
Bad news. And maybe it's a bit late to get the money back on South, because I checked out the long-term weather forecast for 23rd of September, Saturday...
Yep.
At Lindock, 17 degrees and sunny, no clouds in the sky, and what's even worse, you poor Newry supporters, is that the last time it's forecast for any rain, and it's only drizzle, is on the 12th of September. So
10 inches.
So it would seem, if the forecast is correct, that you'll need to take sunglasses and some sunscreen. Because I don't think you're going to get the conditions at Angaston.
Newry are going to dam the Lindock Oval on the 12th. put a bit of a trench around the outside to come and keep the water dam. In.
Well, it would seem as if the forecast is right, they're going to need a big dam.
Oh, well, so fine conditions, grand final day.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, we better, as we ramble on, yes. AFL will briefly, team of the year, what did you think?
Well, the All-Australian team, Rick, five players from South Australian teams in it, and I think all warranted.
Oh, well, I don't think you could argue with that at all, no.
Dawson and Tyler Walker, obviously, 33 years old, and he's made his first All-Australian.
Yes, yeah.
Had a fantastic year, 70-odd goals, 76 goals.
Yeah, you couldn't argue with that.
No, can't argue with that.
With, you know, the big Texan, I mean, it always, I don't know how they pick it, but it would seem to me that they get the whichever team they want, then move them around to play in a position. I guess it doesn't matter too much whether you've got, whoever you've got at full forward, which is
Charlie Curnow.
Charlie Curnow or Tex at centre half forward. But
no, it doesn't really matter. But
I'll tell you what, the only thing that shocked me, Phil, the captain.
Yeah. Not shocked, but why Bondenpelly wouldn't have got it? I mean, he's been the outstanding player, probably tipped to win the Brownlow, him or Butters, I think. Yeah. The two names being
Don't get me wrong. I think Toby Green is a wonderful footballer. Yep. He's at last learnt to control himself a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure he would be a very inspirational and good captain.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a bit like, you know, don't fix something that's not broken. Mm. And I would have thought that Bont would have got it. But other than that, I don't think I could complain.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. We had obviously Rosie, Butters and Houston in for Port, which are three. They had outstanding seasons.
Yeah.
The only thing is, only one Brisbane player, Charlie Cameron.
Yeah.
One Brisbane player. I mean, Neil, and, you know, those sort of guys.
I mean, I've got a feeling that Lachie Neil suffers a little bit from the concept that he is such a ball winner that if he doesn't get 94 touches a game, they forget about him.
Yeah.
But
I can't really argue with that.
No.
And then you had, I'll quickly go through it. You had Butters winning the most courageous and the coach's pick, which is probably one of the, you know, outstanding awards to win from the, you know.
I mean, who knows, because it's a bit like you and I sitting here and discussing things. It's only one person's opinion, but I tend to look upon the coach's best award as being more significant than the Brownlow.
Mm.
But again, they only see one game a week, those coaches.
Yep.
But it's a great compliment to Zach Butters.
But,
he's only 22. 22. That's what
we got 10 years probably of him, all being well. He stays fit and healthy.
Well, he'd stay because Kenny can.
Kenny can.
Yeah.
Anybody can, Kenny can.
There you go. So,
quickly, signed on Georgiadis for another 4 years.
Oh, what a...
comes up all right.
Well,
that's all.
You know...
It's always a worry.
I mean, well, we've got... Port Adelaide have got this incredible track record of carrying, as it were, and selecting players who are riddled with injury backgrounds. You know, even take... the great full forward.
Big Charlie.
I mean,
he's going to miss the first final, they're talking.
I would suggest, and I don't know the stats here, I would suggest that he's missed more games than he's played for Port since he's been there. It'd be very close.
It wouldn't be too far off.
And
but
what about the Essendon recruit? Hey?
Oh.
Hey?
Now, see, he's playing in the Maggies. They play the first final this week. Yeah, he's
for the first 5 minutes?
Oh. He gets injured in warm-ups.
He does.
Orazio.
Yeah. And, I mean, Georgiadis, you know, I'd have got money for him and sent him back to Perth.
No, but he's worth hanging on to, I think.
But he doesn't, four years,
I mean.
But he doesn't play.
I know. Well, it's chronic knee injury at the moment. But anyway, we probably waffled on enough.
Well, it's
running
almost
out of
time to go.
It is.
But Phil.
Yes.
Moral to the story, with many teams finishing up, about to go on their footy trips, etc.
Yep.
It has been said that taking your wife on an end of season footy trip is like going hunting with a game warden.
Wow.
All right, folks, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.